There are three new members of New York's Education Policy Panel, the State Board of Regents. But will it lead to any changes in the debate over education in New York? The executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Creamer, believes it will.
And all my experiences with the Board of Regents have been a pretty unified group for a long, long time. And now we're starting to see some diversity around the table. And I suspect that the newest members will add to that. And to some extent, that's good, as long as they can come together eventually and have strong, consistent education policy made available to us statewide.
What is the status now of Common Core? The opt-out movement still very possible this spring. What's the latest?
Change is underway, no doubt. You know that there was a Common Core task force that issued a report in December that was embraced by the governor. He said, I like what I see here. He handed it over to the Board of Regents and the State Education Department to implement this. And in that, you found we're addressing issues regarding revision of standards, revision of curriculum, testing, the use of that test data for things like annual professional performance review, the teacher and principal evaluations. There's a lot of moving parts that are underway right now, and a lot of changes in the wind.
The state comptroller recently released a report that said in 3 years, state school aid spending on schools will comprise about 25% of the budget. $6 billion of a school aid increase over the past 10 years. It seems that school aid just keeps going up and up and up, and the governor has said in the past, what are we getting for the money? What do you think of this increase in aid?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for the increase in aid. One of it is the fact that we also have a cap on local property taxes. So what we can raise locally is very restricted, and therefore the state, through state aid, has to pick up the difference. That's big part of this. We also have enormous new cost increases for English language arts, special education, Common Core testing, new contractual obligations that we have with our teachers and other staff members. There's a variety of things that are expected of us in a very high-cost state that are intended to improve public education outcomes for all students. And we have a very challenging environment that we operate in. It isn't a cheap way it isn't a cheap industry. It is very labor intensive, and we are highly dependent upon the state to help support that, more so than ever before.
And the state comptroller also said recently that approximately 6% of districts will ask their voters this spring to break that tax cap. That doesn't sound like a lot. It is up from last year.
It is. We have, I believe the number is 37 districts that have announced that they intend to, as we say, pierce the cap. That means that they have a tax levy limit that is one that they believe they have to exceed in order to make ends meet. And so they're going to go to their voters and ask for that to happen. The voters, 60% of them, a supermajority, have to say yes to a proposal of that nature. If you stay at or below your tax cap, the history would tell us that you're almost guaranteed to pass your budget, your levy, probably 98-99% likelihood. If you try to pierce the cap and need that supermajority, your chances of being successful drop to probably about two-thirds. 60-65% will likely pass for sure, and the others might struggle.
The state budget is due in 2 weeks in Albany. What have you heard about final school aid increases? Anything?
We've heard a lot. Of course, we had the governor come forward with a state aid increase in his executive budget that would total a little less than $1 billion. That was followed by an assembly bill that would assembly budget proposal that would bring in $2.1 billion in additional state aid for public education. And then you had the Senate coming in at a number that is $1.6 billion. So the Senate's kind of in the middle, Assembly's high, and the governor is low. Within those numbers, you have a figure of foundation aid. And that foundation aid, think of that as kind of the operating aid, the money that we're really counting on. And there, within that $2.1 billion increase, the Assembly says we would allocate $1.1 billion of that to foundation aid. The Senate says of our $1.6 billion increase, we would allocate $880 million to foundation aid. The governor says of my $991 million state aid increase, $266 million very different approaches as to how they would divide up this money.
Dr. John King was the New York Education Commissioner. The Senate recently confirmed him as the new U.S. Education Secretary. Dr. King had a rough tenure here in New York. He probably won't be in office very long in Washington since this is the president's last year in office. But any thoughts on Dr. King's new job in Washington?
You know, I had been watching this very carefully, as you might expect, and New Yorkers have very raw feelings about John King and his tenure here as our Commissioner of Education, and a lot of angst, a lot of anxiety, a lot of animosity towards him. I hear it loud and clear. I talked to other people, including people in Washington who I know well, who are following this. None of that exists, and the fact that he was approved out of vote by the Senate of 49-40 did show that the voices of the opposition had been heard, but he was approved, and that did not come as a surprise.
Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association.